and gentlemen, I have a confession to make at this late hour. I am a presenter. Now, you wouldn't like presenters. We're usually fussy nuisances who just read stuff for a living. You must never confuse a presenter with an entertainer. Entertainers are big, bold, upfront, two-fisted funsters, making everything look deceptively easy. Well, let us illustrate this. Let us prod, examine, and observe a true entertainer, a juggernaut of first-rate power. Talk about you've been around the showbiz block. It's Mr. Jimmy Tarbuck. Tommy! Tommy, thanks for coming. Yes, please, go on the other side of that.
You've lost some weight, young man, haven't you?
No, it's the telly. It makes me look...
You've lost some weight. Well done.
Did you pass Shane McGowan out there, by the way? Did you?
Yes. Hey, there, listen. What he said is right. He's brilliant, that lad.
Yeah?
So he likes to drink, bless him.
Oh, he likes to drink. Oh, listen.
Just read some of the words he writes. He's absolutely dominant. Brilliant.
What kind of places were you playing when you very first started? Where did you very first walk onto a stage?
You don't mean when I was a little boy?
No, I mean, actually, a paid gig.
Liverpool. I got 10 shillings, 50p.
Where was it?
Oh, just a club in Liverpool. I wasn't very good.
Yeah.
And the fella didn't want to give me the 10 bob. He said, you're just disgraceful. And I was very hard-faced and I said, yeah, well, that's the way it might be. Give us the 10 bob here. I took the money and out.
Do you worry that comedy as you knew it is dying out? Do you like a lot what's happening now?
These young comics, I mean, some of them are funny. Some of them will never make me laugh if they stuck a feather up my jacksie. But I'll tell you.
But on that then, how did you feel during, everyone pinpoints it like a fortnight, when everyone said, whoa, Tarbuck and that lot, they're all washed up.
Well, I mean, they all said that. I got so much street credibility with my children and my children's friends when the young ones used to have this glossy photo of me every week in there. And I used to thank them, say, thanks, lads, for giving me all the mentions and all that.
Yeah, but even say must have hurt somewhere.
Not at all. I promise you.
Really?
No.
Did it hurt you career-wise? Not at all.
If Max Bygraves or Bob Hope or Eric Morecambe, Harry Secombe, Paul Merton, I'll go to that, yeah. If they criticise me very severely, I would take notice.
All right.
If anyone's funny, I'm the easiest audience in the world to laugh at. And I have to tell you the truth, I've never laughed at you in my life. But yeah. Do you know, I'll tell you something.
That's what I said, I'm a presenter. No, I'm joking with you.
I'm joking with you.
I think that's fair. I
saw Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Yeah.
Now, it's not a film. It's Bob Monkhouse's date book for next year.
Hey, here we go.
I mean, is that what you want all that?
No. I've seen you interviewed umpteen times, and you do, like, I notice most of your thing goes out that way.
Yeah, well, you've got to. They're the punters who are laughing.
Do you then worry that comedy, as it was known, you know, if you talk about Tommy Cooper or any of the names you mentioned earlier on, do you worry that the comedy... that kind of just straight in your face, proving no point, not social commentary, just gags, may be dwindling? Do you think there is still a school of comedy?
I'll answer that totally to you. They put Eric and Ernie's shows on that were, God rest his soul, he died about 10 or 11 or probably 12 years ago. They put his shows on just recently, and they got 14 million viewers one week laughing at a funny man.
Yeah.
So, well, let's prove it. If you put Bilko on tonight, you would laugh. If you put Dad's Army on tonight...
So what's wrong now, then? Why is it not now?
Some of the boys haven't learnt their trade yet, but there are very funny shows on television.
I used to hear that, that's just, you know, people say they haven't learned their trade, but it is true, and I love comedy, and I actually think that if you haven't got your own show in half an hour now, everyone thinks you're a failure.
Well, that's daft. You see, some of the youngsters... You can't just come on and go, I'm a lesbian. And everybody goes, well, great, we know what you are, make us laugh. Yeah. You know, so what? Or I'm gay. Well, that's great, I don't knock that. I mean, the last time I did a show at the BBC, I ended up in a gay club. And I said to this fella I was dancing with, I said, look, I've got to get out of here.
Hey, that's what I like. Yeah, that's what... But actually, I'm just bringing you back to it, and I know you'd rather just do the gag. Does that then worry? What do you feel the comedy like as we go into 2000? Just think it's all over. Do you think the old game, as you knew comedy, and it was a big, comfortable, reassuring thing, just think that's had it?
No. I went to see Paul Merton do his one-man show. Terrific night.
But that's just Paul. All right.
Well, there's one that I went to see. I think Frank Skinner, he's a smashing comic. He's a young man. you know, learning his trade. I think the show Have I Got News for You? I roar laughing. I love the irreverence.
Sure, yeah.
You know, they don't give a monkey's uncle, do they? They go for the throat.
Whenever I get a comic on the show or talk to them, I always ask them this, and it kind of makes them go a little uncomfortable. What is it like to die the death? I think it was Les Dawson said, to be a comic, you must first die and die and die. He said, it's just part. Talk me through it. What is it like?
You get quicker and quicker. It's easy to walk on and go, hi, good evening.
Yeah.
John Major just left the country. He's visiting all nations that are friendly to us in Europe. He'll be back at 11:10.
Yeah.
And you do that, and all of a sudden it doesn't get a reaction. You go, well, anyway, Boris Yeltsin, who was in New York...
And so a voice in the back of your head starts saying
You say, come on, get into there, get at them, don't let them get away from you, and don't get quick. And that's all about,
It does. I think it was Bob Monk there said to us, he said, and all of a sudden you're aware your suit's a little bit too big for you and you're touching every corner of it.
Well, not only that, and it's the perspiration's coming down and you've got the lip like that and you've got the gauzy eyes that are going, hang on a minute, what's going on here?
So why does it happen? Is there any science behind it at all? Why does it happen, Jim?
I would say it was a slight case of the bottle going a little bit.
Yeah?
Yes, you know, you
especially... Can you tell when it's going to happen?
Oh, no, of course you could. You could tell, you wouldn't go there.
But how long is it going to happen, can you tell this?
Well, I don't know. I was on in Blackpool one night, and I was winning. You know, winning. Mm. This is about losing an audience. I thought, this is the business, blah, blah, blah. And a real Blackpool-style fella came down the aisle. Flat out, white shirt, like you'd have been proud of in your advert.
Thank you very much.
The braces and a paper under the arm in the theatre. And he's come strolling down the aisle, and everyone just looked at him. So I'm right in, aren't I? I said, you're a bit late, Governor. I said, have you brought a note? Standard gag, that is. And he never stopped walking. And he just said, if I'd have known thee were on, I wouldn't have bothered coming in the bloody first place.
Well,
the audience have roared. They're all on his side. And I went, and then I've got to go, exactly, sir. Thank you very much. And I thought, get off here quick and let some other one have a go.
You're doing the audience with show this Sunday. That's being recorded for later transmission. I'm kind of aware, because your name was floated around our office a few weeks ago. I said, well, if you'll do it. And is there a renaissance on for you? Are you constantly going back to work more at the moment? Are you coming out of some kind of period of resting or whatever phrase you want to put on it?
I've got a second grandchild on the way.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I've got to go back to work really hard. No, I'm enjoying myself. And I've been working, and the street cred seems to have gone up with the youngsters. I've done a few university gigs. And I've really enjoyed myself. I went to debate at Cambridge. I never thought I'd get invited there. And I had just a wonderful evening of personal enjoyment.
Yeah.
You know, bantering wits with people. And that was great fun, and I loved doing that.
Jimmy, it's great to see you back. Not that you've
Thanks,
ever
Danny.
Been away,
Thank
honestly.
You.
And we was going to ask you to do 5 minutes, but sadly we're out of time.
Give
yourself up right
Thank
here.
You.